This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And here we are. Suddenly it's Monday morning. I know, sneaks right up on you. It's 7:06 of the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky. Greg in for the, we'll call it an extra day off vacationing Bob Rose. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. He was actually down Tampa Way, going to catch a little baseball over the weekend. I did not keep track of how that went, but he's making his way back to the area, coming back home today. So we'll see what's going on. We'll ask him about his weekend when he gets back tomorrow. Hopefully you're kind of back on track today. Just again, we're all a little bit sluggish with the time change, and roads are wet in our area this morning from overnight and morning showers. So just make it a safe drive this morning. Hopefully that's going to be moving out. Going to be a little blustery and windy the rest of the day, though. So actually, maybe that'll help dry the roads for us. But in the meantime, be careful this morning. Hey, a couple of shout-outs. One, met a Sky listener named Terry. I was at Culver's the other day and joined me a good old burger. And saw this guy wearing a Sky t-shirt. I said, hey, you a listener or you just like the t-shirt? He says both. So that was kind of nice. So, Terry, a little shout-out for you. Appreciate you wearing the t-shirt and letting folks know what you believe in. Because, you know, I was in Gainesville at the time. So if you're willing to be bold and stand up and wear a Sky t-shirt in Gainesville, hey, you're the man. So appreciate that. And also had a chance to I was at a wedding shower over the weekend. I'm actually going to be officiating a wedding in a couple of weeks. I've never done that before, but some good friends of mine, they got a wedding in their family, and they asked me to do that, so I will. And so I was at the shower the other night, met some Sky listeners there. Of course, the family, they all listen anyway. But Hunter and Dustin going to be getting married in a couple of weeks. So congratulations. Had a good time. Always a good time. Or Bob would just say that I was, you know, it was all part of the Greg Cassidy schmooze tour. No, we were enjoying ourselves and getting them ready to get them hitched. I mentioned some of our headlines. The R word keeps popping up. I think the media have decided, or the left have decided, okay, recession. Now it's time to go back to recession. So the president's just kind of blowing that off a little bit. President in mind, a couple of interesting things. You had F-16 scrambling over Mar-a-Lago over the weekend, and Secret Service actually having to shoot somebody, not sure of that person's condition right now, who was near the White House and was armed. So a little thing going on there. Yeah, okay. And then, of course, you heard at the top of the hour, too, the news of that small plane crashing. I tell you, it's so amazing. The small plane, 5 passengers, all walked away. They're in the hospital, but they're in the sense that they are all okay. And the fact that there were no deaths or even injuries. And it was a retirement center area where it hit. So you see this little plane in a parking lot, nose down, big ball of flame the whole bit. And the fact that everybody survived and that there were no, again, deaths or injuries on the ground, absolutely, absolutely amazing. And you love to see things that are miraculous like that. Remember the big deal it was back in the day when Hillary, you know, wiped all those devices, the ones that she said she didn't have or didn't know how to use, but somehow she got rid of thousands and thousands of emails and texts disappeared and all that kind of thing. Well, you know, one way she could have avoided that, and I guess she just didn't think about it, is to set her devices so they don't remember anything. Well, that's what the mayor, Karen Bass, is doing out in L.A. The L.A. Times calling her out. Apparently, even though they've been trying to kind of look into things that were happening, because remember, during the whole fires, she actually was out of the country. I think she was in Ghana. And, you know, she was supposed to have been in constant contact with her office in California. But somehow her phone is set to not save texts. Really? You're the mayor of L.A., and you've got your phone set so that it will not save texts. So when the media come looking for them to kind of quantify what you have said in public, there's no record of that. This is going to be interesting because, I mean, there's a record somewhere. Again, it's digital. The digital world that we live in, things don't just go away. So this is going to be an interesting to see how it turns out. Let's open up those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and we'll open up 877-WSKYTALK, 877-975-9825. Donnie, you're on the Bob Rose Show.
Yes, it's a lot of talk about recession now.
Yes.
And it's important to remember that they're going to go back to the technical definition of recession, mm-hmm. which is two quarters of negative growth.
Right.
When we all know that happened under Biden, and we were told that's not really a recession.
Yes.
There's also another little indicator that they go by a lot. It's called the yield curve inversion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when your two-year T-bill pays more than a 10-year T-bill. And when that happens, that's usually not good news for the economy. Now, that went about 2 years under Biden with almost nobody mentioning it at all. But right now, we're going to see all this stuff come into play. That's the only thing they can hope for is a recession right now.
Yeah, Donnie, I think you pretty much nailed it. But are you saying that there's a double standard, that possibly a little sliver of hypocrisy has snuck in, that what they like to change under Biden and his administration, and you're right, they did change things continually. They avoided that word, they like the plague. But yeah, as soon as Trump's back in, oh, it's about the economy and we're going to have a recession, and, you know, and we kind of expected it. Well, I mean, stop and think about it. With the whole egg crisis, Eggmageddon. Is that how that would be? Yeah, Armageddon, Eggmageddon. I just made that up, so I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. I mean, Trump's in office a month, and they're going, what have you done? Look at egg prices. We're like, wait a minute. No, this didn't show up January 20th. Egg prices didn't spike when Donald Trump came into office. No, you've got all these millions of birds that are being eliminated, shall we say, because of the whole bird flu. And then that's a whole nother topic of legitimacy and why. And of course, now you got people looking at the egg companies going, hey, wait a minute, we got rid of all these eggs and we're paying $6 a carton or more in some places, and you're making all these profits. Well, yeah, it's supply and demand. It is capitalism. These are the kind of the things that we're going to deal with. Looks like the president is trying to do a few things to help with that. Looks like they are trying to maybe bring some in from other countries to kind of help with that. So we'll wait and see. As someone who lives in a house where we eat a lot of eggs, yeah, that gets expensive. It does. So I'm always looking for the good deal. I've got friends that on occasion, they've got chickens and they're laying some eggs. I'm giving them a few bucks a carton. But then one of my sources, okay, I feel like a drug dealer here, a drug buyer. One of my sources, the eggs, they're not showing up anymore. You know, I'm beginning, are they playing with me? Are they playing with my egg supply? Or are they going to start charging more? Or are we going to, you know, supply and demand going to affect my secret stash of eggs? I don't know. If it does, that will bug me, but I know better. But they just quit laying all of a sudden one day. So they're like, you know, I would tell those chickens, look, we like eggs. You're not lying eggs. We also like fried chicken. Just a little inspiration sometimes certainly can't hurt, right? Hey, we are coming up on 7:15. That is the Bob Rose Show. And don't forget, we don't want you to miss anything. Make sure you keep track of Bob Rose. Yeah, Bob Rose podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe and take the Bob Rose Show anywhere you go so you don't miss what you may be hearing next with What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. What is bugging you? Is it the time change? Is it our messy Monday morning? Something that happened over the weekend? Some idiot on the road? I'll talk about them probably. Let us know, 877-975-9825, 877-WSKYTALK. What's Bugging You is next, 97.3 The Sky.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, that's your opportunity right now. Let's get you lined up, see what's on your mind, what's bugging you. And, of course, we've all got our things. It's like we all have our things. I'm a little OCD about a lot. Okay, people who know me know that's true, and so I've always got something in this one. Let's get you lined up, 877-975-9825, 877-WSKYTALK. Let's talk to Pete. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is Gavin Newsom trying to rebrand himself.
Oh, yeah.
For the next election cycle. And, you know, there's an old topic discussion from business seminars. If an alien spaceship lands in the parking lot of your organization or business and the alien comes out and says, take me to your leader, you have to have an answer for that in like 1 minute, right?
Right.
You know, if that happened in Republican headquarters, they could easily say President Donald Trump is our leader.
Sure.
But if it happened in Democrat Party headquarters, they wouldn't know what to say. Thank you.
Oh, because, man, they really are in disarray. Even folks who were at the speech the other night, you know, to Congress. It's like the Democrats are all over the road. They did not have one single message determined before they all showed up. You're absolutely right. And I mentioned it earlier this morning. It is irritating. But I have never seen, I don't think, a politician move as fast to the center as Gavin Newsom has. I mean, we're talking about breaking some speed limits here for sure. All right, let's go to Pam. What's bugging you this Monday morning?
Well, I guess I got a couple things.
Okay.
The daylight savings time is really bipartisan, and so Trump says, well, you know, it's 50-50, so we're going to just leave it alone because parents don't want to bring their kids to school in the dark. Okay, we're going to school in the dark.
Yeah.
Right now.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Jasmine Crockett. Okay, I didn't like AOC. You know, she just irritated me. I loathe Jasmine Crockett.
Uh-huh.
She's supposed to be an attorney.
Yeah.
And she's supposed to be something. Well, she says it's not illegal to cross the border. Or it's not a crime to cross the border illegally.
Mm-hmm. I
cannot stand that woman.
Oh, no, I am totally with you. And the fact that you'll use crime and illegally in the same sentence when you're trying to say something is not something when it is more than just a little confusing. But yeah, AOC, she's a piece of work. But I think that the left are trying harder. They've got some that are beginning to make her look okay. I don't want to use the word normal, but anyway. So what is bugging you this morning? Let us know, 877-975-9825. And Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Greg and Nick. Yeah, by the way, that term you were reaching for when you covered Pocahontas was cultural misappropriation.
Yes, misappropriation. That's the word I'm looking
but,
for.
What's bugging me, a few hours ago, I was listening to Coast AM, and
yes.
The host was interviewing some guy. I forgot his name. There, he was whining all about the coming closure of the Department of Education, and he was focusing on, oh, no, the they're not going to be able to give away all these grants. And I'm all like, well, yeah, dude, that's the whole point. We don't have this money. I don't give away money I don't have. You don't give away money you don't have. Uh-huh. And we don't need this department. So that was bugging me.
No, I totally get you. I mean, yeah, it is kind of interesting, and you're right, Mark, and it is irritating or bugging us, the fact that it's the freebies, the handouts. That's kind of what people are really lamenting on all these DOGE cuts about. It's like, but wait a minute. We don't have the money. Just because they give it to you doesn't mean it was sitting there in the Treasury to be handed out. No, we're printing more, we're borrowing more, we're going into a deeper deficit. We don't have the money. What's bugging you? Let's find out. Danny, what's on your mind this Monday morning?
Left lane campers, man. Left lane campers. Like, the road ain't bad enough with all the rain. Now we got all three lanes on 75 because they want to block it. Everybody doing 68 bunched up in the rain. Not good, man. Not good.
Oh, no, Dan. Yeah, you sound like Bob. That is his biggest pet peeve, I think, are the left lane campers. And for me, and sometimes it's related to the left lane campers, and sometimes it's not. The people who use all three lanes, they don't care who's going how fast in what lane. You're in their way. And so they will use all three lanes, no turn signals, cutting people off. To me, that is one of the most dangerous things on the highway. Speeders in general is not what causes the accident. It's the differences in the lanes of the different speeds. And then when you have somebody like that who then is mixing that whole process up, then it gets really nasty. What's bugging you this morning? 877-WSKYTALK. That's 877-975-9825 if you want to join in. Pam, what's bugging you?
I was watching the news where a lot of protesters got so close to Vance and his daughter.
Yes.
I don't understand how the Secret Service let that happen. I think they should be more vigilant. That really concerns me.
Yeah, and I totally get where you're coming from. And I think you're talking about the ski trip maybe that they were on the other day. You know, and that's what's kind of irritating in general. So many times the people who want to protest something, we have allowed them with decisions in courts and everything else to change what free speech is as opposed to what it was originally intended. In its most basic, simple form. The difference between having free speech in America as opposed to what life was like in England or wherever you came from before, you could say here, the king is an idiot and not lose your head. That's free speech. We've tried to turn it into action as free speech, which I don't believe that it is. You've got the radicals who will take it as far as political assassination is free speech because it is your... basically, your opinion being brought forth to total fruition. I really think we need to scale that back. Yes, holding up your signs, peaceful protest. I think the word there is peaceful, not illegal. I think that is fine. When you're burning down police stations like we had a couple of summers ago, that is not peaceful protest. If you are blocking the road and you are in front of my car impeding my movement forward, that is not peaceful protest. You've crossed the line. And I know it sounds terrible to say, but I'm sorry. You step in front of a moving car, you've kind of asked for whatever's coming your way. Like the moving car, for instance. And that wraps it up for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Thanks so much for your input this morning. We'll keep those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines open throughout the morning. Got some guests coming up at the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to tell you about that, and we'll hit our headlines. It's all next at the Bob Rose Show. I'm Greg Cassidy, 97.3 The Sky. Making Mondays great. Yeah, that's what we do on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in for Bob Rose. We're coming up on 7:34. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I mentioned it is a messy morning out there. We've had more than our share of rain. Leaves are on the ground. You throw that in with the wet and the dark. And the dark. That's it's going to be a little darker in the mornings. And that's where that whole, boy, which time window do we like? Do we like daylight saving time? Do we not like daylight saving time? Which is which? I know. Now, my personal preference is where we're going now. And I guess that's because when I get up and go to work, it's dark anyway. So the dark doesn't really affect me that much. And, you know, people have the whole argument of the kids going to school. There's a lot of when it's not daylight saving time, it's still dark in the morning when kids are going to school. The big difference, though, is the fact that with daylight saving time, we keep our light longer, so they're not going home in the dark. They're not getting on buses or standing in bus stops in the dark. Traffic is better. Every time we go back the other way, people forget to turn their lights on, even though it's dark, on their way home. So that's a mess. I like it the way we're having it right now. Once you get used to it, you'll agree. But I think for Florida tourism, I think it makes much more sense because it's lighter, longer in the evening. People are out. They're spending money. They're doing things. They spend their tax dollars, and then they go home to some other state. At least that's the theory. Some of our headlines. Recession. That is a word. That's what the left are now doing. That's what they're going to be as they're trying to get their talking points together, how they can attack Donald Trump. Recession. Is one coming? What's going to happen? Even though they somehow weren't worried about that for the last 4 years when suddenly everything was going up. We were killing chickens. Egg prices were going up. Now that's somehow Donald Trump's fault. I don't know. We saw F-16s actually flying over Mar-a-Lago over the weekend. You got a plane that they, people don't catch on. You have to understand, when something's called restricted airspace, that means the airspace is restricted. I know it seems so complex. It's that simple. Don't fly over places you're not supposed to fly. Or, the F-16s, they show up and they throw some flares, they get your attention, and they escort you away. So not a good thing there. Planes in mind, you had that small plane crash over the weekend that amazingly, it was a small Cessna, whatever. Five people on board, all survived. Hits an area that's the parking lot there of a retirement center. Nobody on the ground hurt. Nobody on the ground killed. Absolutely amazing. Miraculous, if you will. Good to see that. Kind of reminds me of a couple of weeks ago because, we had multiple plane crashes. It seemed like, oh, no, another one. Because the news were highlighting it. And you even had some of these talking heads going, what happened? Donald Trump becomes the president. We've had more crashes than ever before, which was not true, because if you actually look at the records and they keep track of these things, they're important. Not true, but lying, not really above them at all. So a little shuffle in the Canadian leadership. They've elected It covers several topics or titles. Canadian Liberals select globalist technocrat Mark Carney to replace Justin Trudeau as their prime minister. He's kind of trying to pull a little political thing like, hey, I'm the new guy. I will take us to new places, when the reality is he's kind of been a behind-the-scenes and sideline supporter of Trudeau, and a lot of the decisions that Trudeau made were being influenced, I'm sure, by Carney. So, just kind of playing political games. In fact, if you go back to the COVID era, it was Carney who was an advisor to Boris Johnson there before Justin Trudeau. And under both of those administrations, they had some of the strictest lockdown restrictions in the Western world. So I realize they've got this, air quotes here, new guy. I don't know that there's going to be much new. And, of course, very much on the liberal-leaning side. He is not technically the prime minister yet. What a process they've got to go through until that actually happens, but such is the case. A little more close to home, when it comes to Donald Trump, I understand how he works when he does a lot of the things that he wants to get done, whether it's tariffs, whether it's, he'll toss something out there, Gaza. He'll toss something out there that is a little crazy to the average American or the average person listening, and they're like, what is he talking about? But what it ends up doing is it brings people to the table. When he mentioned going in and turning Gaza into a beautiful place, well, suddenly the Egyptians have got their opinions, the Jordanians have got their opinions, and they've all got great ideas, which, okay, people, where were you before? It's how Donald Trump works. He gets people in, gets them in the system as far as part of the process, and then things can actually happen. He'll, pull the whole ask for more than he wants to get what he wants, and it tends to work. I've not figured out his Greenland thing yet. I don't know what he's doing about Greenland. And if you've got a thought or a theory on this, I would love to hear what you think. We'll open up those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, 877-975-9825. That's 877-W-Sky-Talk. I mean, he started talking about this back in December, and he was announcing Ken Howery as our ambassador to the Kingdom of Denmark. Of course, they own Greenland. And that caused a little bit of a little ruffle in the feathers, I guess, of the folks there. The prime minister saying Greenland is not for sale. It'll never be for sale. But he keeps bringing it up, and he's vowed to, you know, pour billions of dollars into Greenland to create new jobs, to make the people there wealthy. What do you think his angle is on this one? And I only ask because I really don't know. This is the one thing that he's kind of doing out there. I've not figured out what his goal is. A couple of thoughts. We know that that area of the world is a strategic, from a military and protection perspective, is important to us. We do know that the Chinese are trying to have influence in a lot of places around the world ahead of us. So is it just to get the folks there to the table in future negotiations, any future military decisions? I don't really know. I mean, I guess if I have to have a theory, that's what it would be. It at least opens up conversations, but I don't know. That one leaves me just a little puzzled, but that's to the extent I think that I've gotten that far on what I think he's trying to do, just to, even though it seems like maybe it upsets relations, maybe long-term it will help relations, just like some of his border decisions with tariffs are going. So I don't know. And then you take that a step farther with the whole with the whole Canada as our 51st state. Now, do we think that's going to happen? No. Do they think it's going to happen? No. So again, what is the end game? When you're talking about Donald Trump, sometimes we can figure it out. And sometimes we can't. Those are the ones I think I'm still just a little, I haven't made up my mind yet. Don't know. Guess we'll have to kind of wait and see. I mentioned that the R word is being brought up a lot by the left. Recession. President, Mr. President, everything's going skyrocketing high. Are we going to have a recession? Well, obviously, he's trying to say no. And even our Commerce Secretary Lutnick says absolutely not. Anybody who bets against Donald Trump, it's like the same people who thought Donald Trump wasn't a winner a year ago. Donald Trump is a winner. He's going to win for the American people. That's just the way it's going to be. He was actually on Meet the Press, and the host there had said consumer sentiment's dropping. Inflation has ticked up. Major banks like J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs say recession is in the next 12 months a possibility. They're using the phrase more likely, and the question really was, should Americans brace for a recession? And, of course, the response, absolutely not. When it comes to financial things, yeah, a lot of times I think that Donald Trump, well, I just think in general, when you stop and think all the business decisions and business that he's had to be a part of in New York City his entire adult life and young adult life, you know, working under his dad and such, I think he's always a few steps ahead of the average thinker, and especially the talking heads who think they know it all and they think they know Donald Trump. I think they should know Donald Trump better than they do, because if you're going to get on national television and spout what you think he's doing, accuse him of things that you think he's doing, you probably should have tried to get into his head a little bit and think, okay, what is Donald Trump's end game? Whether it is raising tariffs, whether it's the border, whether it's talking about Greenland, whether it's talking about Canada. Because he's always ahead of the rest of us. It's just how he is. It's how he works. And so I'm kind of catching on after years of, I mean, I'm old enough to have, you know, kind of been watching him, I guess, really. I mean, I graduated high school in 1980. Donald Trump has been kind of part of our society in New York City through my teen years and young adult life. So he's kind of always been there. He's got a few years on me, but, you know, he was a successful businessman back then. So I think he's ahead of the curve, not behind. And you've got all these pundits who think they know about finance and big business and real estate, and they think they're ahead of the curve on him, and I think that they're just all wrong. But with a couple of these, I just haven't figured them out yet. Doesn't mean he's not right. Doesn't mean he's wrong. Doesn't mean that he doesn't have a good reason for bringing them up. And for a couple of them, doesn't mean he doesn't have a good reason for holding on and continues to bring them up. There's got to be something there. There's a there. We just don't know what his there is yet. Hopefully, soon we'll figure it out, or he'll let us know, and we can all play catch-up as usual. Hey, you're listening to The Bob Rose Show. Make sure you get The Bob Rose podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a thing. Got a couple of guests coming up this morning in the 9 o'clock hour. I'll be telling you about them and what's going on. I can just say that you don't want to miss them. How about that? That's what we call a radio tease. That and a lot more coming up on 745, 97.3 The Sky. Well, we are doing our best to make Mondays great. It is The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in for Bob Rose. We're coming up on 7:50 now, 10 minutes away from 8. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Well, because the answer was yes, I was actually at a wedding shower over the weekend, and that was a lot of fun, except for one part. You know, you always have to get, okay, you get stuck playing games and things like this, right? And, you know, there were a few guys that were there. I'm going to be officiating the wedding in a couple of weeks, which is probably why I was there. But they did one of these wedding shower games, and I'm sure a lot of you have had the experience of this one, where they have pictures of the bride and groom at different points in their life. And in this case, I think there were, I don't know, maybe like 12 different pictures. And they're each numbered. And you get your piece of paper, you write 1 through 12, whatever, because I think there were 12 pictures. And you've got to write down how old you think they were in each picture. I'm not good at that. I'm never good at that, for whatever reason. Now, my wife, who has some background in children's education and development and all that kind of thing, she pretty much nails it every time when we're out in the public. And because I'll go, okay, that little one, that's a cute age. How old are they? You know, what is that? So out of the 12 pictures that we had to guess how old they were, how many do you think I got right out of the 12? Think I was, if I say I'm not very good, did I get half of them? If I say I'm not very good, did I get, you know, a third of them? I did not get one of them right. Absolutely none. I mean, come on. Now, I don't know how far I was off, but a couple of them, you know, they were like 3 months old or whatever. But then it was in, you know, they were 4, they were 12, they were 16, they were 20, whatever. They're still kids to me now because they're in their low 20s. I just couldn't believe that I didn't get any of them right. I mean, I had a 1 in 12 shot. Needless to say, I am not buying a lottery ticket this week because my luck is not going in my favor. But it was fun playing anyway, but the fact that I seriously did not get any one of them correct really kind of bugged me. That was going to be my what's bugging you, but we ran out of time, so you got it now. It's okay. Hey, it's always great, though, because, you know, out and about at events like that, I mentioned earlier, I met Sky listener Terry. I was having a burger at a restaurant, and he had a Sky t-shirt on, so I talked to him and realized, you know, hey, Sky listener, got the t-shirt, great. So, you know, again, hats off to Terry. Met a GPD, Gainesville PD officer, a couple of days ago that turns out in some conversation, realized that he listens to the Sky. So hats off, be safe today. Last week at a little Jeep event that I was at, met an Alachua County Sheriff's Office deputy that is also a Sky listener. So again, to all law enforcement and first responders out there this morning, be careful. Roads are wet, friends, by the way. We're a little messed up. We're feeling a little off because of the daylight saving time change over the weekend. We lost an hour of sleep. You may feel sluggish for the next few days. Experts tell us that this time of year affects us more in days to come than when the clocks go back. Not sure why, but they're the experts, and they track these things. We've been told that accidents happen a little more, that rate is up a little bit for the next few days after daylight saving changes. So, again, it's a rainy morning. The roads are wet. It's dark. You may be feeling a little out of it. People are on the road, buses on the road, so be careful. You might want to appreciate that today, ironically, and probably not ironically, but maybe intentionally, is officially National Napping Day. So you might feel like a nap a little bit later on. I might have to do one myself. Hey, there's an event coming up, and today is a deadline for team registration. We've been telling you about this for a little while. Crime Stoppers, which is a great organization in our communities. When you know or hear of a crime, you know, hit **tips, They are absolutely anonymous. They do great work. Crimes can be, you know, solved this way. You can make all the difference. And anyway, they're having their Top Clay tournament. Now, the tournament's coming up on Friday, the 28th of this month, which, by the way, today's the 10th. It is flying by. February, yeah, short month. We expect it to be kind of that way. But March is kind of rolling by on us. So this is coming up at the end of the month. Today's the deadline for team registration. And going to be a great event. Again, all to help Crime Stoppers get out there, do a little shooting, have a little fun, enjoy some time with friends. You can find out more. You can either Google it or stop by Lawful Defense or Shoot GTR. They've got the registration forms there. You can get that filled out and be a part of that. But a great event. We love all the many things that we get a chance to be a part of in our community with the Bob Rose Show. And I'll be telling you about some more of those that are coming up. In fact, this morning at 9:05, a couple of friends are going to be stopping by to talk about an upcoming event, the Gator Gobblers Banquet. Now, if you're not familiar with them and what they do, well, you'll find out. My friends Michelle Pickett and Mark Herm are going to be stopping in, which that's kind of fun. And then 9:35, Florida Congressman Ryan Chamberlain is going to be in. You've been hearing rumors of politicians talking about, you know, your real estate taxes and stuff like that. You know, what can we do about taxes? We don't like them. And we're doing pretty good in Florida compared to a lot of states when it comes to taxes. But can we get rid of some? And if we get rid of them, how does that affect the budget of the state? We'll talk to Mr. Chamberlain about that again in the 9 o'clock hour. Lots to get through, lots to talk about. We'll keep those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines open throughout the morning. If there's a topic we're on you'd like to have a little input, 877-975-9825, 877-W-SKY-TALK. We're at 7:56. We'll get to all these things and a whole lot more in our headlines after the top of the hour. It's the Bob Rose Show. I'm Greg Cassidy. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.